I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
I don't think we have to explain what the hybrid workplace is. We've been living it for more than a year. Most of us have kind of grown to love it, at least kind of like it. But it may not last, according to a writer with the Boston Globe. Now, Dave, we're going to dive into that debate in a moment. But you've been strictly from home for the last 14 months, and except for an occasion, you'll come into studio. But what do you think about the hybrid approach from mom's basement?
You know, it's a nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live here. That's how I feel about it.
I like the wallpaper, though.
It may be straight out of 1993.
I can see you on FaceTime. That's how come I know there's that plaid wallpaper behind you. Love you,
Hey, listen, I'm just grateful to be here.
That's right.
The alternative is to be in my own home with all the noisy kids. Nobody wants that.
So let's dive into why the workplace won't last, according to the Boston Globe. And then I'm going to bring somebody into the conversation from our newsroom. Dave is going to debate it with you. He's got a different opinion about the hybrid workplace than you do. So trust is the number one reason why it won't last. As distance increases, teams need higher levels of trust to function, according to this article. And it's created through, it could be created through being together in the same room.
Yeah. Little actions, little conversations, the facial features, your little tics, the scowl, the body
roll.
Language is a big part of it,
yeah,
right?
The eyeball roll.
The big old eyeball roll that I'm like, oh, that was a terrible idea, or that was an offensive comment. I think this has been a shock to me how much I like people. Mm. I mean, I've always liked people, but I really do. I genuinely miss getting around people and having a conversation, and you don't realize how much human interaction you need. In a day-to-day basis, you know, you're locked away in an office all by yourself for 8 to 10 hours. That is emotionally draining in a very different way.
And no one knows that better in this conversation than you do, Dave, honestly. I mean, you are speaking from experience and from the heart. So the other reason that this won't last, according to the Boston Globe, is something called the Allen Curve, which deals with communication. So there was a professor back in the 70s named Thomas J. Allen who found out that communication between people in the office increases the closer together the desks were. Well, Dave, you and I were right on top of each other out there, and now you're no longer around.
Yeah.
So if you're 50 meters apart, well, what is that equal to? I don't know. Meters? What is it? Metrics?
150 feet.
Thank you. it's like you're on different planets if you're 150 feet apart.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's basically what it is right now.
I'm trying to think, what would that be? The distance between what and what is 150 feet. I'm so bad at this. I need a measuring tape.
Home plate to second.
There you go. Wow. Okay, that makes sense. Then the third reason is working from home can be too convenient. So things that are convenient aren't necessarily good for us, Dave.
Yes. Yes, and I've experienced a little bit of all of this. I've experienced the, well, there's a bed right here. Maybe I just need a little nap.
Oh.
Or, hey, Dad's near. Maybe I can just help get a little help with my homework from him. Like, no, I'm working. But, Dad, you're right here. I just have a little question for you.
Oh, I have that too. Like, I'm in a meeting. That's why I'm talking on the phone.
Yeah. Do you see this Zoom meeting with 37 other panels of people staring at their phone? Like, I am not actually here, even though it looks like I'm here. Yeah, it is too convenient.
Okay. Go ahead.
Rolling out of bed, walking over to my mom's house in my pajamas.
That's so disgusting, but okay. People are getting ready for lunch. Stop. All right. Let me, in 30 seconds or less, Dave, love or hate the hybrid work schedule in the near future?
Keep
it or kick it. Why?
Let's just go back to normal. And maybe I'll feel differently once I go back to normal and it's not all sunshine and rainbows in the station and, you know, all your mean looks at me get old. But right now, I am ready to just get rid of all of this home stuff and get back into the office.
Well, normally this would be a great opportunity for Dave and Debbie Differs, but this time we're going to bring Colby Walker, who's a digital content producer here at KSL News Radio. You have some strong feelings that are opposite of Dave's. Give us your best argument for keeping a hybrid work schedule, Colby Walker.
Well, I was thinking almost the exact opposite of Dave. That convenience is one of my favorite things ever. Today I had to roll out of bed and I had to stuff myself into a pair of jeans that I found that fit because of that quarantine 15 or 20 or 30, whatever it is. I haven't stepped on the scale for a while. But that's been one of my favorite things ever. And I mean, my position here in the newsroom is a little bit different than Dave's. Dave gets behind the microphone every single day, and that in-person communication means a ton, especially for a radio show that you guys end up doing. Me, I get the opportunity and the wonderful pleasure of doing all the stuff behind the scenes. So all of my stuff is digital, and I could have been here. I could have been hanging out with my buddies in Costa Rica and doing the exact same job. I mean, hey, it's still on the table. We never know.
Take us with you, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I'll start booking the planes. But no, I've absolutely loved it. It's been a lot of fun for us, or at least for me personally, on this sort of thing, because it gives me that creative ability to be able to be there, be a little bit more relaxed, to be able to have that 10-foot commute. I'm dreading the commute once again when things start rolling back in.
When I was home for about 6 weeks from November to the beginning of the year, because we had we did a little separation after I had some potential exposure to COVID, although tested negative, but still chose to stay home. What I found to both of you is that, wow, I saved a ton of money because I have been driving into work for 30-plus years, and sometimes you pick up breakfast, sometimes you pick up lunch, sometimes you're forced to pick up dinner as well, plus the gas, plus the wear and tear on the car, which might be kind of nominal over a few weeks, but over the course of years, you're looking at hundreds of dollars. And that's what I loved about it, is going to my car to drive down the road and realizing I still have a full tank of gas 3 weeks later.
Well, I think hybrid is different than what I'm doing, where I'm at home full time. That is different. I can tell you this. I think a hybrid schedule is amazing if I'm feeling a little under the weather. You know, strong enough to work, but I don't want to expose anybody. I think that is a perfect example of a time to use that hybrid schedule.
So, Colby, at the end of the day, let's say you're the boss of the whole organization. Do you kick or keep the hybrid schedule?
If I was running the show, I would end up keeping it. And I think there's a lot of benefits to that. And I think saving money is one of the big things, too. This has been the biggest blessing for my bank account over the course of last year,
really?
Is not having to spend any of this stuff. I mean, I have become part of the Dave and Dujanovic, the $2,000 club, and then some, which has been phenomenal for this stuff.
Saving.
I mean, hey, if I'm the boss, too, this downtown real estate's pretty pricey. And if you can outsource it to somewhere else, makes a ton of sense that direction, too.
That's
Colby, aren't you just
point.
A little bit of afraid? Just a little bit afraid that you're out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely one of those big things too. Is that ability that if I'm not in constant communication with my boss or anybody else, I can get forgotten about. I mean, me up there in the Davis County branch of KSL News Radio, I feel like we're many, many miles apart on a lot of that stuff too. But I think where we're going to end up coming back to is probably that hybrid stuff. I mean, today, if I can sneak a quick plug in, we've got to do some interviews for Heart of Utah.
Yes.
Every Friday morning, 8:45, every Friday afternoon on your way home, 5:45, a little plug in for that stuff too, to be able to do that. So it worked out perfectly for me because I've been at home too, just like you. Friday the 13th back in March was my last day in the office. I haven't been back since. But now as things are opening up, it made perfect sense for me to be able to drive down, get some interviews, get some stuff on some wonderful sound, picture quality and stuff like that. But I'm really looking forward to waking up and having a 10-foot commute tomorrow.
Colby Walker, great take. Thanks so much for jumping on the show with us this afternoon or this morning. Dave, the fourth reason that the hybrid schedule would not continue to work in a lot of cases, according to the Boston Globe, is it's clear that we are not designed to be alone.
Yes. Yes, 100%. I think there's a sense of belonging. There's a camaraderie that I think we undervalue and have undervalued for a very long time. So I think it's important that we are together, that we're able to communicate, and I don't know. Maybe it's just been too long at home and I'm just a lonely, lonely person, but I'm ready to come back.
Straight ahead, Maria Chaleo standing by with your afternoon news and the latest on what's gone down in D.C. and the ouster of Representative Liz Cheney. Also want to remind you at 2:30 this afternoon, John Curtis calls Boyd Matheson.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.